played, a minute and a half here in the first quarter of play. Fort Loramie is in the lead by a score of 2-0 after a turnover by Loudonville. Fort Loramie hustles down the floor, and here's a three-pointer chucked up by Taylor Ratterman in off the bench. Missed it long. Rebound taken down by Loudonville. Quickly into the forecourt. Faith Grove drives, pitches one up off the backboard. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Up ahead outside the arc, high left. It is Ratterman. Ball high over her head. And the ball is poked away by Loudonville out of bounds. Still 2-0 Fort Loramie. Redbirds of Loudonville putting up a pretty good defensive stand itself.
They are putting up a good defensive stand at this point. And you won't see Ratterman miss a three like that very often.
Here is the ball being inbounded on the play by Fort Loramie's Dana Rose. Now to Caitlin Gasson between the circles. Gasson at the Caitlin at the point. Left baseline, Marissa Meiring. Doesn't have much room. Runs out of real estate. Dribbles off the foot of a Loudonville player. And it goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
She got a break because she was so far behind the basket, there was nowhere for her to go.
Setting up to throw in is Gasson. Hits the cutter down the lane. Catching and scoring on the play. Ava Schultes. That was a beautiful inbounds. Well done by Fort Loramie. Shoulder slicing down the paint, caught the ball in stride, and laid it in off the window. 4-0 Fort Loramie. 5:23 left in the first. Shoulders completes the three-point play with a swished free throw. 5-0 Redskins. Here is Loudonville in backcourt, throwing up ahead to the timeline, picked off by Meiring. Meiring on the intercept. Gives it up to Ratterman in the right corner. Handoff on the play to Schultes. Schultes open in the paint, banks it too hard. Long rebound to Gasson. Left baseline Meiring. Open from 15. It rattles out. Rebound knocked around, and Fort Loramie controls. Ratterman's got it. Hands off to Gasson, who chucks up a three off to the right. Another Fort Loramie rebound. Ratterman's three-pointer. Missed the rim. Rebound below the iron by Meiring. And we've got two, three, four players nodding up the basketball. It's a jump, and it goes to Loudonville.
That was quite a few shots, and right now, Loramie not shooting the ball very well.
Nope.
Offensively. None of those were really close.
No, and as you might expect, on the road, early start time, it may take an adjustment.
Not sharp yet.
5-0 Fort Loramie in the lead. 4:40 left to go here in the first quarter.
I think I figured out our problem, too.
Oh, you have?
Yep.
Here is a drive on the play by Faith Grove. Baseline right, Loudonville up and good. 5-2. What was the technical snafu?
When I moved the thing, the computer over, this came out a little bit, and that's the one that blocks out the crowd noise.
Wow. Well, unfortunately, you may not have heard us very well at the start. We apologize. We played 4 minutes here in the opening quarter. Foul line extended left. Dana Rose open from 17. Missed it wide left. Long rebound to Holscher. Flips it across the paint area to a teammate who drives. Baseline left. Layup is good. Ava Schultes gets the deuce. Fort Loramie in the lead by a score of 7-2. Pressure on. Steal backcourt. Fort Loramie's got it. Loudonville recovers. Steals. Ball knocked out to Fort Loramie. Do you think we're loud and clear right now, Chuck?
Absolutely. Yep, we're good.
Yep, we apologize if you didn't discern us very well the first few minutes. We featured head coach Carla Siegel in our pregame. We might run Carla again at halftime, Chuck.
Why not?
We had Dan Holland on in the pregame. We'll play him back at the half as well. 3:48 to go here in the first quarter. Sluggish start offensively. Loudonville having tough luck getting shots off. Fort Loramie simply not shooting it well. Here's a bad pass by Loudonville into the lane, stolen by Fort Loramie. Good anticipation by the Redskins. Then Dana Rose has her throw up the floor deflected, and Loudonville's got it. Here's Emily Sebo into the paint. Out back to the three-point shooter, a long bomb hurled up there by Paige Race. No good. Rebound in the lane by Sebo. Emily banks it up, in and out. Rebound Fort Loramie. We're stuck at 5-2. We played 5 minutes. Open player left corner, Dana Rose for Fort Loramie. Launching a long three. It's strong. Rebound down to Loudonville. Under three to go here in the first. Fort Loramie's defense has been a constant in this game, giving Loudonville fits. The Redbirds have been limited to only a bucket in the first 5 minutes plus. Ball rotated outside the arc on the left to Casey Hunter. Hunter hands off to Faith Grove. Grove nearly double dribbled, gives to Emily Sebo. Down the lane, good defense by Rose. The ball bounces off the knee of Sebo, out of bounds. She's only gotten one shot so far in this game, Chuck.
That was a three.
Yep. Sebo, the 27-point scorer for Loudonville, has been handcuffed so far by very good Fort Loramie defense.
Well, they've turned it six times.
Here's Caitlin Gasson down the left side. Excuse me. Gasson into the post to Meyering, back to the basket. Now to Holscher, right wing. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Little fadeaway, 10-footer in the paint. Yes. Almost popped out and stayed in. Good shot by Kenzie. 7-2 Fort Loramie, or I should say 9-2 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Interception by the defensive stopper, Kennedy Gebhart. Kennedy down the floor. Gebhart in off the bench, having started. Went to the sideline for a short spurt. Is back out there now with Caitlin Gasson at guard. Ball thrown to Holscher, high right. Redskins with a 9-2 lead. Ball thrown left corner to Gebhart. She's open. Count it. Three-pointer. Kennedy Gebhart drilled it from downtown. Loudonville needs a timeout. Down by 10. 12-2. A minute 49 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Yeah, we apologize for the technical difficulty. We've just heard from Sheldon Weichel. We've got it corrected. Operator error here at Berlin Highlands Classic in the country. You heard a little more crowd noise than you did us. 10-point lead in favor of Fort Loramie. A minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Dribbling on the arc, it's Paige Race down the right side of the lane for Loudonville. Arches up a shot on the run. It's strong. Rebound Fort Loramie. Two-on-one break down to Gebhart. She's challenged near the rim. Puts it up on the iron. It comes off. Rebound tapped out by Loudonville. And the Redskins will inbound at the left end of the floor. Playmaker Caitlin Gasson. 90 seconds to go in the first. Gasson to Holscher in the paint. Baseline left, Meyering. There's her patented 15-footer wide open. Yes.
That is her spot right there on the side.
Ball popped up in the air in backcourt by Fort Loramie. Loudonville recovers, breaks pressure, 2-on-1. Baseline right, driving layup, no good, but Casey Hunter, she's hacked on the arm. A minute 16 to go here in the first. 14-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. As we mentioned in our lengthy pregame, Loudonville graduated 2 1,000-point scorers a year ago, and its second leading scorer, 5'11 junior Grace Vermilia at 17 points a game, is home back in Loudonville in Ashland County, ill.
And they said that she was one of their better ball handlers, too, and yep. I think we're seeing that a little bit.
So unranked Loudonville is weakened even further here today. Margaretta, the second-ranked team in the state in D3, poses a serious threat for Tri-Village in Game 2 here today. Patriots, the number 6 team in Ohio in Girls Division 4. Well, both free throws made by the Loudonville Redbirds, then Fort Loramie inbounding. Throws the ball to side court, out of bounds. Loudonville gets it back. Here's a baseline drive on the play by Sydney Poland, who's in off the bench, a 5'2 freshman. She's crowded near the rim and is fouled. Shouldered on the play by Fort Loramie.
You got to get on her right hand. You can't. She only wants to go right. You can't let her use it.
Taylor made contact. Did Taylor Ratterman. The free throw by Loudonville's Sydney Poland dances off the rim, no good. A minute 12 to go, first quarter, 14-4, Fort Loramie. Redskins only had, 5 points for the first half of the opening quarter. Now have started to click on offense. Second free throw, Poland got it. Redskins down the floor, Gebhart, little pick and roll, intending to reach Holscher, deflected out of bounds. Nice defensive play by Poland, saving a basket. A minute 3 to go in the first. Baseline left to the rim. Ratterman will inbounds for Fort Loramie. Looking, lobbing to Meiring in the left corner. Coming out to catch is Shouldis. Shouldis 18 feet away. Throws across the top of the key to Ratterman. Right wing to Gasson. Gasson left-hand dribble. She and Corinne Heitkamp man the point for Fort Loramie. They average only two turnovers a game between them. Oh, a nice assist. Meiring found Gasson open left corner. She shot a three. Swish. And here is a pressure defense in backcourt, but Fort Loramie nearly stealing foul, though, against the Redskins. Tell you what, Chuck, when Caitlin Gasson is nailing threes.
Well, we were talking last night at dinner, and I said that girl is the most improved from the beginning of the season till now.
Yep, sure is. You pick your poison guarding Fort Loramie, and you might shy away from Gasson when she's got the ball in the arc. But if she's knocking down three-pointers, you are in a world of hurt defensively. And here's good suffocating defense on the far side of the floor by Fort Loramie, forcing a skip pass out of bounds by Loudonville.
Well, you turn the ball nine times in the first quarter, you're probably going to be down 12.
17-5 Fort Loramie, 25 ticks left on the clock, opening stanza. Gasson midcourt outside the arc on the left to Rose. Rose looks inside, no one home. Back to Gasson. Right wing Holscher. Players cutting through the lane. Catching left flank. It is Shouldis. Now to Gasson between circles. 6 seconds to go opening period. Outside the arc straight away, it's Rose. Rose, high arching three-pointer in the air at the buzzer. It's good. Dana Rose from downtown. Finishing the first quarter on a high note for Fort Loramie, which has blistered Loudonville, outscoring the Redbirds 15-2 over the last 4 minutes of the opening quarter. Fort Loramie 20, Loudonville 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new underwriting sponsor, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, located at 700 East Park. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He is a fully qualified, licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. He works on a one-on-one individual basis with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, and all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy. For the last 13 years, he's operated for Sales Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let Pinnacle help you move forward. Well, Dana Rose gets a quick fielder to start the second quarter for the Redskins, who've stretched the lead to 22-5. And then an errant shot by Loudonville is knocked out of bounds eventually by the Redbirds, and Fort Loramie brings it down.
Yeah, Sebo tried to, she's trying to get in the offense. That didn't even come close.
Has she scored so far,
Chuck?
She
has not, and an absolute perfect pick and roll that last time down.
27 points a game for Sebo, held scoreless so far by Fort Loramie's defense. Redskins with some changeups out on the floor right now. Is that Jaden Putoff in now?
Jaden's in.
Karin Heitkamp is on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Dana Rose is out there. Gebhardt in backcourt along with Corinne. Also defending Kenzie Holscher. Here's a double team far side of the floor. A trap against Loudonville. And Faith Grove tosses it away. Picked off on the play by Holscher, who darts down the floor, gives it to Rose. Matt Heitkamp. 6:45 to go, second quarter. 22-5, Fort Loramie. Redskins defense has been suffocating so far. Loudonville seen nothing like it. Here's a cross-court pass of beauty. Down inside on the play. Caught by Scholtis. Left-handed shot. Good from 5 feet.
That's just terrific. There's nothing you can do about that. They run their offense to perfection.
Ava using the left beautifully. Long lob down the floor by Race. Intercepted. She tried
nice
to reach
pass.
Grove for the layup. Fort Loramie picked it off. A quick three on two the other way. Scholtis on the finish.
Boy, Holscher threw a left-handed bullet down to her.
Two straight hoops by Ava. And here's a bad pass by Loudonville as the Redbirds work it into the forecourt. Black shirts all over the ball handler. And again, it's pitched out of bounds. 2 minutes gone here in quarter number two. Fort Loramie leads it by a score of 26-5. Here's Heitkamp up across the timeline outside the arc on the right. Gives it up, gets it back, and she shoots the three. Yes, she hits it. Corinne Heitkamp nails it from long range.
Tell you who's getting an eyeful of this is Tri-Village, who is here watching the game.
The lead now is 29-5 Fort Loramie. Loudonville with the ball in the right corner, handling it as Hunter. Hunter throws it out back to Sydney Poland. Poland cross-court to Grove. Again, the 27-point scorer, the senior, 5'11 performer for Loudonville, Emily Sebo, has only taken two shots. She's yet to score.
And they can't. She can't touch the ball down there where she'd be effective. They're keeping her way out on the perimeter.
And Fort Loramie's defense is forcing the ball out between the center line and the top of the key. Loudonville simply not in position to trigger its offense. Reach-in foul against Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded by the Redbirds. It goes to Poland. Outside the arc, high right, now to Faith Grove. Cross-court left wing, it's Emily Sebo, who chucks up the 15-footer, missed it long. Rebound tapped out straight away to the three-point gunner, Sydney Poland, who clicks on the shot and pours it in. Right on the money. Loudonville gets a timeout. 5:01 left, second quarter, 29-8, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor. Proud to have Reese Meyering on board. It's had major business clients for 25 years now. Reese Meyering has CPAs on staff. It performs tax and financial services for you, the individual. It's also a full-service accounting firm and performs controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, and consulting for business startups. As the business world evolves, Reese Meyering is flexible and will meet your accounting needs as your business changes and grows. Thanks to the internet, computer technology, and easy-to-use accounting software, Reese Meyering can serve your business efficiently, whether you're close or far away. In Fort Loramie, it's Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants. Phone Kevin Meyering, 937-295-3813.
Well, Loudonville's come out in a 2-3 zone, which I'm surprised they didn't change up earlier the way they were getting knifed and carved up with their man-to-man.
29-8 Fort Loramie, under 5 to play first half. Ball lobbed inbounds by the Redskins. He goes on the play to Heitkamp between circles. Gives it up outside the arc on the left to Macy Imwali, who was checked in off the bench. Handoff 25 feet away to a teammate. Travel call against Colleen Brandewey. That was a ticky-tack detection by the referee. Gives the ball back to Loudonville with 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Double team at midcourt. Pass deflected, stolen by Fort Loramie. Quick three-on-two break the other way. Layup hangs on the rim, comes off. Stick back missed by Imwali. Rebounded in the lane. Thrown in the arc to Gebhardt. Left corner, Brandewey, who hoists up a three. It's strong. Fort Loramie tracks down the rebound. Redskins pounding Loudonville on the boards. Oh, wide open player inside. Holscher catches. She's chopped up on the arm as she shoots. Fort Loramie so adept and aware at finding the open player. Redskins constantly cutting and moving toward the basket. The passing has been sharp. Shooting was off the first 3-4 minutes of the game, but it's picked up since. Free throw around and out by Holscher. No good. 29-8 Redskins. 4:05 left. Second quarter. Second shot, Kenzie. Back iron. Long rebound down to Poland of Loudonville. And backcourt to Paige Race, who glides up the right side. Paige into the top of the key. Whips it to Emily Sebo. Down the right side of the lane to Poland. All the way to the rack. Missed it hard. No good. She got the rebound back. Flipped to a teammate, Hunter, who's belted from the backside while shooting. 3:49 left, second quarter, 29-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Two free throws here for Casey Hunter. Sebo still yet to score, Chuck? Is that
she has not scored. 0-2.
Free throw Hunter, strong, no good. Here is the second shot by Hunter. Again, Fort Loramie with a hockey line change. Three black shirts out, three in. Second shot, Hunter on the way, way short. Line drive shot, barely got to the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here's a 2-on-0 break to Gasson. Down the floor, Caitlin, unmolested, got it for two. Wow, Fort Loramie caught the long free throw on a bounce, and away the Redskins went. Two on zip the other direction, and the suffocating pressure at midcourt forces another Loudonville bad pass out of bounds. 31-8.
They've got 13 girls dressed, and only three have not seen the floor so far.
And here is a foul on the other side of the floor. No
trash.
We've got some debris on the court. Referee stops action with 3:26 left in the second quarter. And Fort Loramie leading Loudonville 31-8. Let's see, we've got Meiring out there on the hardwood right now, along with Gebhardt, Dana Rose.
Schultes and...
Schultes and Gasson.
Gasson, yep.
Here's Caitlin between the circles. She's had a long made three-pointer to her credit. Straight away, Ava Schultes outside the arc on the left, Dana Rose. Rose picked up by Sebo. 3:12 left, second quarter. Redskins up 31-8. Here's the ball batted in the corner by the Redbirds. Goes out of bounds. Good defense by Casey Hunter. Inbounding Gebhardt side court, about 5-6 feet up off the baseline. Kennedy throws, top of the circle. Caught there by Holscher, finds Meiring down the lane. Shot blocked. Marissa got it back. Fumbled it out of bounds to Loudonville. Empty possession for Fort Loramie. One of very few since the opening 4 minutes of the game. Under three to go, second quarter, 31-8 Redskins. Hustling down the right side, it's Poland for Loudonville. Here comes the double team. Redskins a bit too aggressive, and Fort Loramie commits the personal. 1-1 for the Redbirds.
She's a 5'2 freshman. I'll tell you what, I've been impressed with Sydney Poland here in the first half.
Again, Loudonville with a mixture of size and skill. However, missing 5'11 junior and 17 points a game in Grace Vermilia, homesick, back in Ashland County, not here today. Fort Loramie already a prohibitive favorite, more so with her gone. Free throw, 1-1, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Gebhardt to Gasson. Long lob down inside, too far, as she intended to reach Holscher. Connection not made, out of bounds to the Redbirds. 2:40 to go, second period, 31-8 Fort Loramie.
And Wally's just checked in now, so that means that there's only two young ladies that haven't seen the floor yet.
How many points, Chuck, did Fort Loramie score in the first quarter?
20.
They've added 11 here in the second, and good tight defense by Fort Loramie out on the arc causes Annie Sebo to take steps and travel with the ball.
Well, unless Grace Vermilia is Pete Maravich, I don't think she would have made that much difference in this game.
Hardly. You're right. You're right about that. Yeah, clearly Loudonville has not seen a defense like this. You can think about it, prepare for it all you want. You just can't simulate it in practice during the week. Fort Loramie with the ball deep in the right corner. It is Shouldis. Oh, ball thrown low post to Myring. Extra pass in the lane to a teammate. Little six-foot bunny up and in by Shouldis again. Myring with a very clever pass.
Very, very smart play right there. She was going to have a lot of defenders around her if she shot that.
And the Redskins lead it 33-8. Here's a drive into the paint area by Sebo. She puts up a 10-footer way short, hits nothing, goes out of bounds. Boy, she has been penned in by the Redskins' D.
And you can see the frustration in her face.
Stopped cold is 27-point scorer Emily Sebo, 5'11", senior, no points in nearly two quarters.
She's taken three shots and had two air balls.
Right. A minute 50 left in the second. Here's Gasson, high right, inside the arc, 17-footer. She drills it. Caitlin Gasson right on the button.
Pick your poison. Who are you going to defend?
Twice so far here in this second quarter, the Redbirds have ignored Caitlin Gasson, and she's made him pay. Here's a long three from the left wing. Yes, Faith Grove sinks a trifecta for the Redbirds. Quickly down the floor, Fort Loramie, 40-foot pass, a catch and a make by Shouldis again. Woo, is she hot.
She got 13.
Man, is she sprinting the floor nicely. And the Redskins teammates are finding her. Midcourt with the ball, Loudonville, and it's punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie with a minute 6 to go here in the first half, and the Redskins leading 37-11. Loudonville inbounding, it's Faith Grove. She's at midcourt. Whistle blows. Very icy weather here in northeastern Ohio, south of Wooster at Berlin. We are at the Classic in the Country. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee.
It snowed all night, and then when we went out to put stuff in the cars, when the nice ice storm hit, that was beautiful.
Yep, it was crunchy. Windshields were glazed over, streets as well. Here's Sebo in the lane for Loudonville. Leans in, 7-footer, wild shot. It was hindered. She missed it badly. Loudonville got the rebound and a hooking foul against Fort Loramie.
Yeah. Gasson saw a possibility, but she got her on the arm.
Faith Grove at the stripe in the act of shooting. She's got two for Loudonville with 54.9 to go in the second period. 37-11 Fort Loramie. Again, Emily Sebo has been literally handcuffed by the Redskins defense, averaging 27 points a game. The 5'11 senior has taken about six shots, missed them all. Three have not caught rim. Foul shot no good. Rebound knocked out by Fort Loramie. Loudonville inbounds on the arc. Paige Race guns a three. Air ball, missed everything. Out of bounds to the Skins. 44.2 left here in the first half. We'll have a short interview with Fort Loramie head coach Carlos Siegel at halftime. May have missed it in the pregame because of a technical snafu here. Outside the arc, high left, it's Shouldis in the lane to Rose. Feeds inside the arc, right flank. Here's a 15-foot jump shot. It is good by Colleen Brandewey.
She has a pretty jump shot.
Again, the Redskins made the extra pass to find the open player. It is a selfless team. And I tell you what, the unselfishness really shows. So many assists. 9 seconds to go, first half. Redskins up 39-11. Here's a baseline drive by Sydney Poland. She overshoots. Rebound Fort Loramie. 2 seconds left here in the first half. Here's a long three-pointer by Dana Rose. It counts if it goes. It's short. No good. Third quarter ends. Redskins up 28 over Loudonville. 39-11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
It is 39-11. Fort Loramie girls lead Loudonville here at the half. Before our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report, let's play back the interview we had earlier this week with Fort Loramie head coach Carla Siegel. She's pleased as punch about her Redskins here in 2019-20.
It has been a fantastic season to date. What surprised you? What are you really, really tickled with so far this year?
I think the thing that I'm most impressed with about this team is our team chemistry, how well they know each other and how well they support each other all the time. Our team defense is phenomenal. Our rotations are great. The girls work so hard in practice on that, and they're communicating with each other so that way we're not leaving anybody open. Their passing is phenomenal in our half-court offense. They're moving the ball. They're finding the open person, so we're getting good shot selections almost every time up and down the floor.
And because of all of that that you just described, as a team, you're shooting nearly 60% on two-point shots for the year. Remarkable percentage. In fact, the three-point shooting is dynamite, too. Did you ever think you'd have Taylor Ratterman shooting at nearly 50% for the year, three-fifths of the way through the season?
No, that's something as a coach you dream about. You know, you're happy when a player's shooting 38%, you know, and she just does a phenomenal job. And, you know, she's very selective about it. She doesn't just throw it up there. She right. makes sure that she's ready to shoot it. Her feet are set, her hands are set, and if it doesn't feel right, she's not going to launch it up there. So she's very particular about that, and I compliment her on that daily.
Team free throw shooting on a record pace here at Fort Loramie High School.
Yes, we're doing a good job there too. Last year we didn't have any seniors, so we talked a lot about lack of experience, lack of leadership, whatever. And this year, you know, the senior class, they've been playing varsity for 3 and 4 years.
Yeah.
The junior class, you know, two or three of them, this is their third year. So we're a very experienced ball club. So all of those things just kind of fit together.
Now, you mentioned the senior class, Gebhardt, Ratterman, Myring, Imwali off the bench. The leadership, they've provided major contributions.
Absolutely. They are just a solid group of girls. I don't know. I've had great senior classes before, but, you know, these girls are just, they're solid, and they are so genuine with the rest of their team. Mm-hmm. And that follows suit. So as a whole team, they just follow their lead.
And your defensive rotations, no let up, no matter who you've got on the floor playing defensively.
Yeah. What a great problem to have. I mean, you know, we're subbing, you know, three, four people in the first quarter every game, and we're not really letting anything up. You know, it's a great thing to have. And then we get into the second quarter, and we're playing number 10 and number 11, and we can still do our trapping. We can still do our rotations. And you said tickled pink. I'm tickled pink about this. You know, I'm a defensive coach, and to see these girls, you know, with their rotations and their defensive, you know, attitude on the floor, it makes me smile.
Hey, no dribble queens on this team. It's a passing-oriented club, and that brings smiles to your face.
It sure does. I mean, you know, people don't understand that dribbling just slows the game down, you know, every time the ball hits the floor. So this team does a great job of finding the open person. Our half-court offense, you know, they just move that ball from side to side until we get the shot that we want. And like I said earlier, the shot selection is huge with this team, and they do a good job of finding the open person.
And as a reward for the terrific season to date, you get to play in the Classic in the Country here today.
Yes. We love this invitation. We love it when they ask us to come play. It's great for our program. It's great for our community. We'd love to go someplace and on the other side of the state of Ohio and show everybody what we're doing over here on the west side.
And after the first 4 minutes here today, the Redskins have played extremely well, blowing out Loudonville by a score of 39-11. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland. Fort Loramie pounding the Loudonville Redbirds by 28 points at the halftime break. Fort Loramie High School held a very successful Hoops for a Cure event back on December 27th. Great cause, extremely well done. Congratulations to the Fort Loramie School District. I spoke with Dan Holland, superintendent of schools at Fort Loramie recently. He commented on the first semester and the successes of FHS students and student-athletes. He noted their various academic and athletic successes, and he highlighted the three female athletes and their recent college signings.
Three young ladies, both in three different sports. Madison Lessing signed a letter of intent to go to UNOH in golf. Kennedy Gephardt, an outstanding athlete, signed at BGSU for track. And Andrea Rotifer is going to Trine, and she will be competing in the pole vault. Between all our fall sports, we had over 20 All-Ohio student-athletes, and also Max Hoyne was Player of the Year in Division VII in defense for football. So we've got kids that are excelling on the court, on the field, and also in the classroom with the academic All-Ohio's as well.
Hey, highlight the FFA students, ninth in the nation in their endeavors.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Justin Putoff, Blake Holthouse, Austin Bullheimer, and James Keller competed in the national event for ATMS and got ninth place. And I went and watched them practice, and it was really impressive to see how they troubleshoot and just really problem solve, skills that'll help them later in life. But what an outstanding placement for our school and those kids.
Hey, how about the high school band performing at Disney?
Yeah, I was never very musically inclined, but I wasn't able to go, but we had plenty of videos sent back, and the kids had a lot of fun. And Kyle Kanapke, our band director, has done a lot to improve his program and get buy-in from the kids. And it's trips like these that I think help keep his numbers up, keep kids interested. And we got a lot of positive reports about how our kids behaved and the fun that they had there. So what a great experience for those kids.
Dan Holland, superintendent of schools, Fort Loramie, thanks so much. We'll see you again in the office on the basketball floor when Fort Loramie plays, and on the basketball floor when Fort Loramie's not playing and you're officiating.
Well, I appreciate that, and I just want to make sure I let everybody know how much we appreciate what you guys do for all the kids, the exposure you give them, the time that you spend to go and make sure that folks that can't make it to the games can listen to the play-by-play, and I just want to thank you for all you do for our student-athletes.
And thanks so much to Fort Loramie, all the Shelby County schools, the schools in the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sydney, Layman Catholic, for the hospitality when we come to their venues to cover high school sports. Halftime at the Classic, at the Classic in the Country, and the country is covered with white snow up here right now. A lot of crunchy ice. It's turning to rain eventually. Nasty weather. We've heard from quite a few people who started to drive up early this morning and turned around and went right back to West Central Ohio. Thanks for joining us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We've got a second game for you between Tri-Village and Margaretta. We're at the half of the opener of the Classic in the Country, Fort Loramie 39, Loudonville 11. Chuck, highlights and scoring the first two quarters.
Well, if you look at it, 15 turnovers for Loudonville, 6 for Loramie. That's one of the big keys. Scoring for Loudonville, the thing that stands out is Emily Sebo, 27 points a game, did not score in the first half. They got 5 from Faith Grove, 4 from the freshman Sydney Poland, and 2 from Casey Hunter. They scored 5 and 6, 11 for the first half. Loramie, 13 from Ava Schultz. She was tough in the first half, boy. They got 7 from Dana Rose, 7 from Caitlin Gasson, 3 each from Gephardt and Heitkamp. They got 2 from Holscher, 2 from Brandwee, 2 from Marissa Meiring. Didn't no scoring out of Taylor Raderman. She only took that one shot in the first half.
Right.
But 20 and 19, 39 to 11 at the half.
Just extremely unselfish play, but Fort Laramie Redskins continue to make the extra pass. Crisp passing by the Redskins throughout the first half of this game. Loudonville's got no answer offensively for Fort Laramie's pressure D. And we start the third quarter with a steal by Fort Laramie. A breakout to the right. Running shot to the rim, but Dana Rose. She's crowded near the basket. Couldn't get it to go. And a quick fast break the other way with Paige Faith Grove making a driving layup for Loudonville. Fort Laramie countering quickly at the other end. A long 60-foot pass down to Holscher. Shot blocked, got it back, and she scores. A quick hoop each way. Action fast and furious here at the outset of the third quarter. 30 seconds in, and the Redskins are up 41-13, leading 39-11 at halftime. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Laramie, Anna Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Another steal by Fort Laramie, a great pass down inside to Kenzie Holscher, and she's got it for two more. Fort Laramie's defense riddling this Loudonville club. Chuck, the Redskins are getting so many short shots, chippies.
Yeah, they're all the 17 turnovers, and they cannot initiate their offense.
Loudonville trying to lob it down inside to Sebo to get the ball to her near the rim. Fort Laramie swipes it.
Wow.
3-on-2, break the other way. Shot hangs on the rim, comes off. Long rebound to Gebhardt. On the arc to Holscher, and she traveled with the ball.
I think the officials have taken pity on Loudonville. They're really calling it tight on Laramie, and they're letting Loudonville go.
Yeah, there have been two traveling violations in this game on Fort Laramie, Chuck. Maybe the big toe lifted up off the ground?
Well, I'm not sure why the guy that was 60 feet from the play is the one that made the call.
Right, another bad pass by Loudonville out of bounds. Turnovers mount for the Redbirds. There's no way you can simulate this kind of Fort Laramie defense in practice. You can talk about it all you want. You can go to the whiteboard all you want.
When we used to get ready to play Trotwood, I would have my second string, seven people out there, press me with right. five to simulate what you were going to see when you tried to think things were open. And that's what they're seeing. They think things are open. They throw the pass, and Laramie's right there.
And here's a long pass from out of bounds. That's a patented Carla Siegel play from side court. Ball caught opposite side of the floor, but Dana Rose challenged near the rim. Shot no good, but a foul against the Redbirds. Scoreboard reads 48-13, Fort Laramie.
It's a 3, 43.
Is that a 3, Chuck?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
43-13. With 6:16 to go here in the third quarter. Foul shot is good by Dana Rose. 31-point lead now for Fort Laramie. Second free throw, Dana, yes. She cans them both. And the lead swells to 46-13. Short of 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Fort Laramie with the five on the floor who began the game. Gebhardt and Gasson at guard. And Holscher, Myring, and Rose up front.
That is 20 turnovers now for Loudonville.
And as I give the five for the Redskins, a couple changes. Schultes and Raderman are in. How many turnovers for the Redbirds?
20.
Loudonville with 20 miscues, headed for probably 35 anyway. 5:50 left in the third quarter. Fort Laramie attacking to her right. Top of the circle, Holscher to Schultes. Left corner, Taylor Raderman tries to find an open space. Can't. Outside the arc on the right, it is Schultes. Hits a teammate driving down the lane. Myring catches and banks it in.
She shot that in traffic. That was a nice play by Myring.
Marissa on the finish. 47-13 Redskins. 2.5 gone, third quarter. Here's Poland, deep right corner for Loudonville. Hands off to a teammate. Ball clawed away by Fort Laramie. Goes out of bounds. Timeout called by Loudonville. 5:26 left in the third. Fort Laramie up 34 points on scores. Broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 295-3971. That's 937-295-3971. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Loudonville with the ball, driving down the lane goes Grove, tries to lob to a teammate in the left corner, trying to reach Race, and the ball goes way over her head.
That wasn't pretty.
We're near the five-minute mark, third quarter of play. Holscher on the arc for Fort Loramie, gives it up to Ratterman. Left wing to Shouldis, out high to Ratterman, and guarding for the Redbirds is Sebo. Annie Sebo put the defensive clincher on the Fort Loramie player, who's whistled for a walk.
Yeah, Holscher started to throw the what was supposed to be open. It wasn't there, and she kind of got herself off balance.
Here's Paige Race over the timeline. Race, a 5'3 junior. Down the right side of the key, running one-hander, bouncing around, comes off. Rebounded, though, by Sydney Poland of Loudonville on the arc to Casey Hunter. She's double-teamed, and Fort Loramie steals. Going down to the floor is Shouldis to get it. Hands off to teammate Ratterman. Loudonville approaching 30 miscues in this game. Redbirds patrolling the paint area. Can't tell if it's a matchup zone or a man, Chuck.
No, they're playing man now.
Top of the circle, Holscher, left corner Ratterman, steps inside the arc, goes to Shouldis. Timeout called by head coach Carla Siegel. 4:22 to go in the third, 47-13 Fort Loramie. Here at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Island on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. After the Fort Loramie timeout, Kennedy Gebhardt hurls up a three, missed it. Weak side rebound, Dana Rose, no good, but a foul against Loudonville. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned, building a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temperature happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those cold spots. Call on Tom and Jerry's. Make an appointment right now through the company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. 295-3243, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Up, Dana Rose sinks one of two at the free throw line, and as Loudonville brings it down the floor, Fort Loramie slaps it out of bounds, and the Redbirds will throw in just across the center line. It is Faith Grove entering into backcourt to Casey Hunter. Hunter to Annie Sebo down the right side of the lane. Turnover, she lost it. Taken away by Fort Loramie. Quickly, Dana Rose glides in from the left flank, left it short. She was bothered near the rim. Good offensive rebound in the lane by Shouldis, no good. Stick back is good. Shouldis got to the iron, followed her shot, scored, and the Redskins have broken 50. The lead is 37, 3:20 left in the third. Deflection by Fort Loramie up into the third row of the bleachers. That's about, what, 30 miscues now on the opponent?
That's 24.
Throwing inbounds far side of the floor is Faith Grove. Lobbing deep into the corner to Annie Sebo. Ball entered to the post to Casey Hunter, broken up and stolen by Fort Loramie.
Again, we'll get to 30.
Again, the 27-point score on the year for Loudonville has been held scoreless in this game. Still right, Chuck?
Yes, he hadn't scored.
My goodness.
I mean, they have 13 points, and Faith Grove has seven of them.
Incredible defense by Fort Loramie, which has shut out Emily Sebo, 27 points a game on the year. Ball knocked out of bounds by Loudonville, inbounded by Fort Loramie. Jump shot, foul line. No, missed, but Jaden Putoff is checked in. Long rebound down to Brandewey on the arc to Dana Rose. High arching floater, short. Rebound pinball to the top of the circle. Redskins get it back. Cross court pass, left corner. Taylor Ratterman sets up, shoots it short. Weak side rebound, Shouldis. She's grabbed twice, fouled. Not sure if it's in the act of shooting. 2:45 to go, third quarter. 50-13, Fort Loramie.
14 offensive rebounds for Fort Loramie. Seven of them here in the third quarter.
Oh, they've gotten a ton of them. Fort Loramie simply quicker to the ball. Dana Rose inbounding. Baseline right, Shouldis. On top to Jaden Putoff, the 5'10 junior. Outside the arc, right wing, Taylor Ratterman circles the iron on a three-pointer. Wouldn't stay down. Rebound to Loudonville. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Far left flank, ball thrown to Maddie Klein, who's checked in off the bench. A freshman up from the JVs, replacing Grace Vermilia, the 5'11 junior. 17 points a game score for Loudonville, who's homesick. Here's a bad pass. Interception, Dana Rose. 2-on-2 break. Gives it up, gets it back in the lane. Bank shot short. Might have been fouled. No call. Loose ball rebound. Touched by the Redbirds. And it goes out of bounds. Looked like Loudonville touched it. The officials confer and get it right. Fort Loramie ball.
Kind of a sluggish third quarter. They had the game won at halftime. And
sure did.
Offensively, pretty sluggish right here.
Inbounding baseline right of the rim is Corinne Heitkamp. Corinne throws it in on the arc, then gets it back in the right corner. And she chucks up a long three, hit the back iron, rebound down to Loudonville. Up over the timeline comes Emily Sebo looking for her first points. Glides into the lane, missed a 10-footer on the go. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Here comes Kenzie Holscher, taking it by herself up the floor to the foul line. Outside the arc. Ball thrown to Brandewey. Left side, Ratterman. Flips up a three, hit the back rim. Long rebound right to her. Foul against Loudonville. Minute 31 left in the third.
I think the early morning's affecting Taylor. She's 0 for 4 shooting threes. This is a girl that shoots at 50% almost.
Right. Yep, it's one of those games, like so many for Fort Loramie, that you win in the first, 12, 16 minutes.
Yeah, almost all their games are this way.
Ball inbounded by the Redskins to Ratterman. She darts into the lane. She's in a crowd, a lot of traffic, lost it, picked up by Loudonville. Redbirds in backcourt have a pass deflected. It's loose. Ratterman's got it for Fort Loramie. Oh, a great feed to Meiring. Layup, yes. Meiring concludes it. Assist Ratterman. Minute 12 to go here in the third. Redskins up 52-13. Loudonville, forecourt left. It's Grove. On the arc, Emily Sebo. She hoists up a long three and gets it to go. Her first points of the game. Emily Sebo from downtown hurls in a three-pointer. Quickly, Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Countering and scoring from three-point land. Ratterman on a trifecta. Emily Sebo gets her first three. So does Ratterman for Fort Loramie. The lead is 55-16. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Sebo into the lane. Leaves it left corner for Paige Race. And she jettisons up a three off the side of the backboard. A run out the other way. Meiring down the floor for the Redskins. All the way to the cup. Up and good for two more.
They could just score so quickly. I mean, it was lethargic, and all of a sudden, boom, they got 6 points on the board in about 20 seconds.
57-16, Redskins. Here's an ear travel, top of the circle by Poland. It is a walk. It's called turnover right back to Fort Loramie. 9.2 to go in the third here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie in the lead. Dribbling hard up the right side of the floor goes Corinne Eichamp, and as she barges toward the corner, she's brushed by a defender traveling against Fort Loramie.
Yeah, she needs to learn to jump stop. She tried to stop on the run, and it's hard to do.
3 seconds left. Midcourt, it's Loudonville. Long try from 35 feet over the backboard as the third quarter comes to a close. Fort Loramie, in resounding fashion, is belting Loudonville 57-16 with 8 minutes left in this game. We're pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy at 700 East Park Street in Fort Loramie, a new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He'll work with you on a one-on-one individual basis. He develops a truly customized treatment program, and he maintains great progress by creating a specialized home program for you. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem Plus, Medicare, and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Again, a superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated successfully Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. 8 minutes to go in game one here on scoresbroadcast.com. Stay with us. Game two, it's Tri-Village, the number six team in the state in girls division four, against Margaretta, the number two team in the state in D3.
Should be a much more competitive game.
Fort Loramie starts the fourth quarter, miring out high outside the arc on the right to Radiman. Goes high post to Holscher, back to Radiman, right flank, long three-pointer, bangs off the rim. Rebound top of the circle, Myring. Another offensive get by the Redskins. Offensive rebounding has been exceptional. Baseline right, open player Gebhardt from 16, wide left, no good. Redskins haven't shot the ball well last several minutes, didn't shoot it well the first four, but in the middle third to 40% of the game, Fort Loramie couldn't miss. Here's a long three-pointer by Annie Sebo of Loudonville. It's good. 57-19 in favor of Fort Loramie. Gebhardt starts a drive. Good feed down on the inside to Myring, who is hacked on the arm while shooting, and she gets two. 7:01 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie leads it by 38 points.
Well, they scored 20, 19, and 18 in the three quarters now.
That's pretty even. Nice balanced scoring over the first three-fourths of the game. Foul shot by Marissa Myring, up and swish. She's got it. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing always. Second shot by Myring, no good. And the rebound down to Loudonville. And here's a bad pass. Well, we're going to get to 30 turnovers.
That was 29.
29, wow.
I'm not sure what she was doing that time. She put the ball in her left hand and tried to throw a pass that she didn't need to try to throw.
Careless play by the Redbirds. Fort Loramie gets it back. Gassin to midcourt to Ratterman, 25 feet away. Wants to go to Gebhardt. Does go to Rose, high post. Oh, she barrels down the right side of the lane and tosses one home off the window. Nice play, Dana Rose. 60-20, 40-point lead Fort Loramie, 6.5 left here in the fourth. Ball lob, cross-court to Sydney Poland, out high to Annie Sebo, to Faith Grove. Here's a step-back three-pointer by Emily Sebo, who's been limited to one basket. The 27-point score misses. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Up to Gebhardt in a hurry. Out back to Gasson. Gebhardt, Gasson, Ratterman, all three on the floor at the moment. Gebhardt gets a screen. Shoots from three-point land. No good off the heel. Long rebound. Throw up the floor by Loudonville. Picked off by Gebhardt. She goes cross-court. Emily Sebo deflects and takes it away for Loudonville. Quickly down the floor to Faith Grove. Foul line. Out back to Sydney Poland. Here's Emily Sebo. Boy, she jettisons up a long, high-arching skyscraper.
Why not at this point?
Way short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Gasson on the go. Down the floor in the lane. In and out. No good. Rebound Loudonville. Not much production here at the moment. Frenzied play up and down the court. 5:20 to go in the game. Emily Sebo tries to hit a teammate. Back cut. Flipped it for Poland. Heads up play. Ratterman on the steal. To Rose. Extra pass to a teammate. Layup is good. Ava Shouldis again. Boy, Fort Loramie. Always, Chuck, seems to have three, four players accompanying each other down the floor. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie again. Quickly the other way. Shouldis on the finish. Got it for two more. Boy, the points for the Redskins come in clusters.
And she needs this free throw to have 20 for the morning.
And I tell you what, I don't think Ava has made a shot, Chuck, of more than 5 or 6 feet in length.
Nope. She's getting the ball inside. The assist ratio is outstanding.
Timeout called Redbirds, not Redskins. 4:57 to go in the fourth. 64-19 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Yep, as we spoke a moment ago, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie has super deals. Customer pricing and financing always. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Free throw for Shouldis for Fort Loramie, who scored in the act of shooting. She missed it, no good. Long rebound to Dana Rose, up and in from 8 feet, and a foul again on Loudonville. And the lead is stretched to, Chuck, I'm having a difficult
66
time.
66-19.
That's a 6-6, 66-19 with 4:55 to go in the fourth. Free throw, Dana Rose, got it. She capitalizes on the three-point chance, and it's 67-19, Redskins. Down the floor, Paige Race for Loudonville. Lobs that inside for Emily Sebo. It's too far. It goes out of bounds. It has been a turnover-riddled game for Loudonville.
33 of them.
Plagued by mistakes all day long. Some unforced, many of them, though, forced by Fort Loramie's suffocating defense. Deep in the left corner, Dana Rose for Fort Loramie starts a drive. Wheels it on top to Gasson, now to Ratterman. Right corner, ball handled by, is that Colleen Brandewy in now?
Colleen's in, yep.
Ball rotated, left corner, Dana Rose. Looks for the cutter in the lane. Goes across the top of the circle to Gasson, open from 16. It hangs on the iron and comes off.
And the scary part for everybody in the area is I was been told by a lot of Fort Loramie people there's an eighth grader that could probably play for this varsity.
Yep, they've got youth and talent in the pipeline. Here's an overplay out high by Brandewy. Nearly steals, deflects. It's gotten back by the Redbirds, who in their haste throw it out of bounds. 3:54 to go in the fourth. 67-19 Fort Loramie. Redskins advancing to 14-0 on the year. Fort Loramie was here at the Classic in the Country in 2016. Lost to Summit Country Day. Beat Beloit West Branch in 2014, 73-66. Made double-digit three-pointers in that game. And having come back here this year, the Redskins clicking on all cylinders. Just now got a foul line jump shot, from Colleen Brandewey. It rolled in for her. A nice two-pointer for Colleen. And the Redskins approach 70, leading at 69-19. Here's a baseline jump shot by Paige Race. Missed by Loudonville. Rebound down to Fort Loramie's Meiering. On the arc to Ratterman. Long three-pointer off the back iron. No good. Long rebound to the Redskins. Brandewey. Her three-pointer hits the rim and goes up and over the backboard out of bounds. Yep, Taylor Ratterman, who came into the game just short of 50% shooting threes.
It's one of six.
Has not been on target here today. You don't shoot 50% on three-pointers forever, that's for sure. Here's a steal, another takeaway by Fort Loramie. It's Brandewey down the floor to Ratterman. Into the post, back to Taylor on the arc, shot fake. Steps inside the three-point line and buries a long two-pointer. Taylor Ratterman, pumps it home from 19. Good head fake by Taylor, got the defender off her feet. Stepped inside her and nailed it. Here's a dribble drive down the lane by Loudonville. A shovel shot toward the rim, way short, but a hacking foul on Fort Loramie. Meiering picks it up, 2:31 to go in the fourth, 71-19 Fort Loramie. Here's the free throw by Loudonville, around and out to the right. It's no good. This Paige Race couldn't get it to go.
There's three of nine from the free throw line to go along with all their turnovers.
Chuck, the score right now is about what Fort Loramie is averaging. And the defensive yield is about what they're giving up per game on the year.
Yep.
Second free throw missed to the left. 71-19 Redskins. Fort Loramie with the rebound quickly down the floor. Inside the arc, right flank, it's Imwali. Who hoists up a three. It rattles out. Long rebound Redskins. Brandewey lets it fly from the left wing. It hits the back iron. Loudonville's got the board. 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll go offline at the end of this webcast, then rejoin you after about 5 minutes online for game two between Tri-Village and Margaretta. Bad pass by Loudonville. Fort Loramie quickly down the floor. Here's Jaden Putoff all the way to the rim. She's bothered near the basket. Oh, what a shot by Jaden. Up and good off the window. Nicely done by Putoff. She was challenged, but still made it. 73-19 Redskins. Here is Annie Sebo, 25 feet away for Loudonville. Deep left corner, Emily Sebo. She's had fewer than 10 shots. She's made one field goal and was just double-teamed and had it swiped. Brandewey picked her pocket. She strolls the other way, down the floor, layup is in. That sums up the day right there, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you what, Emily needs to go home, and they need to burn this tape, and she needs to think about her next game.
Emily Sebo, the 27-point scorer, was looking for a jump shot last trip down for Loudonville. She turned her back on the second defender of Fort Loramie, who picked her pocket, and Fort Loramie got an easy chippy at the other end. That symbolizes this game.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's an amazing amount of turnovers for a really good basketball team.
Fort Loramie's snappy speed and suffocating defense and dynamite depth has plagued this Loudonville team the entire morning. Ball inbounded by the Redbirds. Long three-point shot. Glances off the rim. A tie-up on the rebound. Redbirds ball with 59.3 to go in the fourth.
Redbirds possession.
Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll highlight Hoing and Hoing momentarily. Here's a dribble drive to the rim, shot by Emily Sebo, no good, but she is fouled. Over 200 years of experience among the current employees at Hoing and Hoing in Anna. If you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale on Retker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information, call Hoing and Hoing, 937-394-7144. Clara Gebhardt in off the bench for Fort Loramie makes a fast break basket after a missed free throw by Loudonville.
Great pass that time by Imwall. He found her right down there on the block.
Everybody getting into the act for Fort Loramie. Speaking of Macy, here's a steal. Imwally down the floor has it hooked away from behind with 28 seconds to go in the fourth. It goes out of bounds.
Eilerman and Imwally are the only two now that have not scored of the 13 girls dressed.
77-19 Redskins. Ball lobbed in behind the foul line to put off. She's open, in and out, no good. Strong rebound low on the right. Missed on the play by Fort Loramie. Redskins get it back. Fort Loramie with a slew of offensive rebounds in this game. Here's Corinne Eichkamp on a weave. Gave it up, got it back, and hurled up a three. Short, no good. Rebound Imwally in the lane. Yes, for two. 5 seconds left. 79-19. Redskins are going to win it for 60. Is that correct, Chuck, on the scoreboard?
79-19. Gee whiz.
The Fort Loramie Redskins rip Loudonville by 60 points. 79-19 Redskins. Wow. Fort Loramie puts a thumping on the 11-3 Loudonville Redbirds. Should have a much better game in our second contest featuring Tri-Village and Margaretta. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, plus the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Say, don't forget Brookings in Fort Loramie. On Saturdays at Brookins, delicious marinated pork chops. You'll love the special, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza and roasted chicken. At Brookins in Fort Loramie, Carl Harns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu at Brookins. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook at Brookins, BRUCKENSPub.com. Well, Chuck, they put 13 minutes.
That's all they're doing. They're going to keep things on schedule, so we don't have much time in between.
We won't take any time in between.
One of us is going to take a minute.
Okay, we'll stay online.
All right.
We'll stay online. I'll do the talking.
You chat. I'll find a bathroom.
Let's take a look at the scoring in Game 1. Won by Fort Loramie by a final score of 79-19 over Loudonville.
Well, Faith Grove led Loudonville with 7. Their leading scorer, Emily Sebo, averaging 27 points a game, had 1 3-point basket. They scored 19 points for the game. Fort Loramie, I can't read them all. Everybody scored, but Paige Eilerman, who didn't take a shot. Ava Schultes had 19, 15 from Dana Rose, and then they just had a ton of people. 7 Myring, 7 Gasson, 6 for Brandwee, 6 for Holscher, 5 for Taylor Ratterman, and then a bunch of girls. They had 3 out of Gephardt, 3 out of Corinne Heitkamp. They scored 79 for the game, out-rebounded them 35-21, out-rebounded them 21-7 on the offensive boards, 37 turnovers for Loudonville. Loramie turned at 12.
At midcourt just a few minutes ago, the classic in the country put the spotlight on Ava Schultes. She was Fort Loramie's player of the game, according to the classic. According to Chuck McBee, who was it?
It was Ava Schultes, and I'm going to throw Dana Rose out there, too.
Okay.
And I could probably throw another 8 or 9 kids.
Brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back to the classic in the country here at Berlin, Ohio. Berlin Highland High School, great scene. Crowd filling in. Fort Loramie triumphant in game one. Head coach Carla Siegel's girls clobbered Loudonville by a final score of 79-19. Before the start of game two between Tri-Village and Margaretta, I'm joined by Corey Britton, head coach, Fort Loramie boys, year number six, right, Corey? This is your sixth year?
Yes, correct. Yep, year six.
And you are a Loudonville High School grad, right?
No, Hopewell. Hopewell Loudon. My wife is a Margaretta grad.
That's okay.
So, yeah, we're.
I knew
we got ties all over the place here today.
I knew there were connections to the first two games.
Yeah.
Hey, nice win for you last night, despite becoming shorthanded.
Yeah, our kids battled. It was it's a typical night in the Shelby County. Like, nothing comes easy. I'm really proud of our kids. We didn't play necessarily well, but they found ways to win, and sometimes that's all that matters, and good basketball teams find ways to win when you're not at your best, and I thought we did that last night for the first time this season.
To sum up the injury situation, who's out long term, who should be back soon?
I'm hoping we get everybody back at some point, but the injury bug hit us pretty well this week. We're without the Caleb Meyer, Caleb Maurer.
Nick banged up a knee.
Nick banged up his knee last night a little bit. So,
but you're getting Mesher back.
We got Mesher back last night, and he played probably about 15 more minutes than he should have last night on his ankle the first time back. But he's a tough kid, and he did what was best for our team last night, and a lot of kudos go to him.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you're now, what, 8-3 on the year?
8-3, yeah. We're starting to get it going a little bit. We got another one Monday and a double weekend next week. So there's no stopping in the schedule.
And just two losses in the Shelby County League, hanging around with Anna and Jackson Center above you with just a loss apiece.
We're trying.
Yeah.
We're doing the best we can.
Sure. It's another tight Shelby County race. Could go right down to the very last week of the year.
I tell you what, I've been here 6 years, and the county's always really good. I don't know if I remember it ever being this good. It's always been balanced, and it's always been pretty good, but tell you what, there's five, six teams in the county that they're going to get you any night of the week, and you sort of seen it. Bakken's beat us. Rushi beat Bakken's. I mean, Fairlawn goes to overtime with Bakken's. Anna and Jackson split. I mean,
Fairlawn nearly beats both Jackson Center and Fort Loramie.
Right. I mean, it's incredible. It's kudos to our area. I mean, I know the area has got good basketball teams, but our conference has got some really, really good ones.
Jack Kramer chatting with Corey Britton, boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie, after the Fort Loramie girls just blew out Loudonville by a final score of 79-19. There's not hardly, I'm using a lot of negatives here. Let me put it specifically. There is nothing to not be pleased about when talking about Fort Loramie girls basketball this year.
I tell you what, I've seen bits and pieces of their games this year. I haven't really had a chance to sit back and watch a whole one. They played really well today, and they still, I think if you ask Coach Siegel, they still left a bunch of points on the board.
Sure.
And they still got the 79.
Yeah,
didn't
shoot it as well as they can.
No, but definitely not.
How about this? The 27-point scorer on the year, the senior, 5'11", Emily Sebo for Loudonville, took 11 shots, made one. She scored 3 points the entire game, 24 under her average. What a statement that makes for Fort Loramie's defense.
you're not going to get anything less from Coach Siegel and her girls. They play extremely hard. They're so well coached, so well schooled at what they do. And the biggest thing is I just don't know how many girls' teams play harder than we do.
Right.
Our girls just play hard. I love watching them. Their tenacity and their grit is something to watch.
And what is so beautiful to watch as well is the selflessness. The passing was so crisp and sharp today.
It was. Our girls share the basketball. They see things. It's like they can anticipate it before it happens. I don't know how many assists they went for, but they played really, really well today.
Corey, enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Good luck in the three games you got next week. Hopefully everybody heals up in a hurry for your boys' team.
Thank you. We'll handle it in stride. No one's going to feel sorry for us. We got to pick up and go. So, hey, thanks for having me on. I always love talking to you guys.
Hey, thank you.
Enjoy
so
the
much.
Day. Safe travels home.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.
Corey Britton, head boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie. Between games here at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland High School, I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie girls triumphant in game one easily over Loudonville by a score of 79-19. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction, creating new homes, building additions, and doing remodeling for you, serving customers in a 50-mile radius around Fort Loramie from Lima to Dayton and from Mercer to Logan County. Eilerman Construction prides itself in developing excellent working relationships with you, the customer. And Eilerman's mission is to create for you a product that is truly customized to meet your needs and a product that's better than any other firm in the industry can provide. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick, they work with you step by step by step at Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. That's 419-582-3824. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.